Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipopo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwords.org. Today I'll be sharing on He That Spared Not His Own Son. Have you been going through a difficult time and you've been wondering, but Lord, for how long? Did you know that the Lord deeply cares for you? He actually has graven you upon the palms of his hands. Now let's have a further look at Romans 8:32. Nobody would give up their only son to anyone, but God did. For who? For you and me. Romans 8:32 reads, He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Basically, this scripture is saying that God delivered up Jesus Christ for us all. Compared to that, will he not also with him also give us all things? We can see from this scripture that the Lord is not holding anything back from us. If you notice, that above scripture says that God delivered Jesus Christ up for us all. What did God deliver Jesus up for? What did Jesus Christ go through for you and me? Let's have a read from scripture. Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 10. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. That is Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 10. Now, let's have a look at the scripture more closely. Now, we can see what God delivered Jesus or Christ up for us all for. And I'm going to name a number of them. Jesus Christ bore our griefs. He carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He took the punishment of our peace. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. Jesus was taken from prison and from judgment. He was cut off the land of the living. Jesus made his grave with the wicked and with the rich. He was put to grief. His soul was made an offering for sin. This is what Jesus Christ was delivered up for. Now, let's have a look at some other scriptures. Psalm 16 verse 10. For thou, Lord, will not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Acts 2:27. Because thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Ephesians 4:9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? This is what Jesus Christ did for you and me. Jesus Christ went to hell for us. 1 Peter 3:18 reads, For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he may bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Jesus suffered for our sins. Now that we can see what Jesus Christ was delivered up for us all, we can be rest assured that by him, the Lord will also freely give us all things. We need to meditate on these truths and rest in what the Lord has already done for us. It is nothing compared to what we desire, and we should be rest assured that he will freely, by him, give us all things. In conclusion, what is your concern? What concerns do you have? What worries do you have? Are you concerned that God will not come through for you? If God gave Jesus Christ, how much more shall he not freely give us all things? We should really be at rest and just trust the Lord. I hope this has blessed you. If you want to further meditate on what you have just heard, there is a link in the description where you'll be able to download a free ebook on what I have just shared now, and you can meditate on it meditate and keep on reminding yourself of what Jesus Christ has done